the world this week. Politics.
Notre Dame, a medieval cathedral, immortalized by Victor Hugo, Hollywood, and innumerable tourist selfies, caught fire. More than 400 firefighters brought the blaze under control, but the roof is gone, and with it the spire. The interior damage is extensive, but many artifacts and relics, including a supposed part of Jesus' crown of thorns, were saved. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, visited the site and vowed that the cathedral will be rebuilt. Two French billionaires pledged a total of €300 million, that's $340 million, towards that effort.
The Finns Party, an anti-immigrant outfit, won 17% of the vote in Finland's election. Other parties do not want to work with it. The winning Social Democrats will try to form a government without it.
Britain pondered what to do with Julian Assange, a co-founder of WikiLeaks. America wants him extradited for conspiring to help a soldier hack a classified computer network with the intention of publishing military secrets. Sweden may also want him. A woman who says he raped her has asked prosecutors to reopen the case. He also faces jail in Britain for jumping bail.
Nigel Farage, one of the prime movers behind Britain's referendum on leaving the EU in 2016, launched a Brexit party to fight next month's European elections. Change UK, a group of Labour and Conservative defectors who are pushing for a second referendum in the hope of cancelling Brexit, received approval from the Electoral Commission to form a party.
Egypt's parliament passed constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to rule until 2030. Mr. Sisi, a former general, was re-elected in 2018 with 98% of the vote. Other changes would give the president control over judges and increase the army's political power. The amendments will now be put to a referendum.
The African Union threatened to suspend Sudan following a military coup that deposed Omar al-Bashir, who had ruled for more than three decades. The AU gave the generals who now run the country 15 days to hand power to civilians.
Seven soldiers were killed in Chad in an attack on an army base by Boko Haram, a jihadist group that has displaced more than 2 million people in neighbouring Nigeria.
Spain arrested Hugo Carvajal, a former head of Venezuela's military intelligence service, after America asked for his extradition. He had defected and called on the army to stop supporting Venezuela's dictator, Nicolas Maduro. His arrest on drug trafficking charges may discourage other bigwigs from abandoning Mr. Maduro, thus impeding America's goal of removing him.
The Natural History Museum in New York decided not to provide the venue for a gala honoring Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro. Environmentalists, outraged at his plan to open up Brazil's rainforest to mining, had objected.